You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
So there's a little something to this rivalry.
No, there's a lot of tradition to it. And to be honest, back in my day, which is light years ago, but back in my day, if there was a true rival in the locker room with the guys, it was the Minnesota Vikings, not the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
And the Vikings went through a period where it seemed like they were in the Super Bowl all the time, couldn't win it, but they were there in the Bud Grant days and the fearsome foursome or the Purple People Eaters, the fearsome foursome were in L.A. But, no, it is a rivalry. And anytime you face a team twice a year, I think it kind of stirs the pot. You get to know them a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting because you guys, I mean, were trying to get through Minnesota, which was ruling the division in the 70s and for the early part of the 80s, for sure. But, you know, then the Bears took over for a while, and then it was Minnesota, and then the Packers took over for a good extended period of time. And the Minnesota Vikings have had their chances at times to win the division, and now the Detroit Lions are going into each of these seasons. The last 3 years, they seem to be the team to beat. But at any rate, enough on Detroit. We'll see them soon enough.
We'll be talking about them all this coming week.
Let's start with the number one story today. People wondering about, is Josh Jacobs going to play? We don't know, per se. From what I understand, Rock, they worked him out this morning over at the Hudson Center. They'll make a decision after that workout. You know, he was in practice this week at times. And, you know, how much does the game, you and I were just talking about it off the air, the game coming up on Thursday means something in this game?
I think it adds a little to the mix. Normally, hey, let's take care of business, the here and now. Let's stay where our feet are at. This is the game. But if you get in a situation where Josh aggravates the injury, and then he's out another game, and then it really costs you two games rather than let him rest and then turn him loose against the Lions. And I don't think it's selling this game short in any way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of being realistic. Do we want to take the chance on losing him for two games? Now, one caveat about that is Josh wants to play. Now, anytime they talk to him, and I've seen Matt talking to him on the sideline at practice and so forth, Josh Jacobs is going to plead his case big time, and he is not an unbiased opinion. He wants to play, so that may factor in. I don't know. I don't really have a firm idea of what they're going to do today, but I know that Thursday game does play a factor. It's got to be in the back of Matt LaFleur's mind.
Yeah, and the training staff as well. John Kuhn, you know, when you're a player out of the field, as you have been, you focus on the next game. You can't be thinking, okay, we got Minnesota and Detroit in 5 days here. No, you're thinking Minnesota. That's the game in front of you, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Wayne. And, you know, you better not get caught looking ahead when you look at the Packers' schedule down the stretch. 3-7 at home, 5 division games left, a couple cross-conference games that are going to be quite tough as well. So the Packers got a tough slate here, and if they slip up, you know, they could find themselves in a little bit of trouble. So one game at a time, it's always the mentality out of Matt LaFleur, but I think it applies a little bit more here as we go down the stretch.
Hey, John, what do you think the prizes the Packers ought to have their eye on? Personally, I'm thinking we got to start playing consistent football and start building toward the team we think we can be, because to this point, it's been up and down. We have our moments, both good and bad, but that consistency that you see teams kind of grip and build on week to week, it just hasn't happened so far.
Well, Rock, you mentioned it, our best complete game was the first game of the regular season against the Detroit Lions here at home. And since that game, you have seen some bits and pieces. The second half in Pittsburgh, coming from behind last week against the Giants, and winning some ugly games. We know we had, you know, a two-game stretch here at home when we did not put our best foot forward offensively. And now we're starting to see some drops come into play where the Packers had you know, that type of miscue cleaned up at the beginning of the season. So, yeah, kind of going back to the basics, doing your job. If you're a receiver catching a football, if you're an offensive lineman, taking care of your protection, and if you're a running back, making sure that you secure that football and get as many yards as you can. Offensively, I think, is where we've been inconsistent. Defensively, we've been playing pretty solid throughout the course of the whole season.
You know, John, in recent weeks, however, that defense has sprung a leak or two, especially against the run, and that's what I'm concerned about today. The Giants rushed for 142 yards. Now, it took them 38 attempts to get it last week, just a 3.7-yard average. But in the last three games, the Packers have given up 416 yards rushing, 3.9 yards per carry. If I'm the Minnesota Vikings, I'm coming here with J.J. McCarthy, and I don't know what I'm going to get out of J.J. McCarthy, throw to throw, quarter to quarter, series to series. I'm probably going to start out running the ball heavy here in this game.
Yeah, you would assume so, Wayne. I mean, that makes perfect sense. But then you got weapons on the outside like Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson, and Jalen Naylor that
absolutely
you don't want to leave out of this party, right? Those are the guys that can get you the big plays, that can get you the touchdowns. So you got to at least make sure you're taking your shots on this Packers defense that does not give up a lot of shot plays, the least most expensive explosive plays against in the National Football League. So I think our defense has a nice matchup here with all the weapons that Minnesota has offensively. But again, they've been the side of the football that's been playing more consistent for us.
John, want to talk about their defense. Now, it's not taking the ball away like it did a season ago, but it's still a pretty formidable outfit. And what I want to focus on is their coordinator, because when I'm watching them, I mean, they will blitz anybody, anytime, from anywhere, any position. I mean, it's crazy. And I get the sense Brian Flores, their coordinator, grew up under Bill Belichick. And I always got the feeling when the Packers played the Patriots under Belichick, you didn't know really what you're going to get defensively because he would kind of customize it to opponent. I mean, they had kind of a chameleon defense. You didn't know quite what you're going to get. When you're watching the tape of them, you see any of that?
Yeah, absolutely, Rock. And most importantly, how many players are rushing the passer? They average 4.97, nearly five guys every single pass attempt coming after the quarterback. Why is that a big deal? Because that includes one-on-ones for just about every offensive lineman up front. So he wants to target your weakest spot and make sure that he has a one-on-one himself. Then he'll sprinkle in blitzes. He'll sprinkle in some rush dogs. And his third down packages have you guessing the entire game. The good news, Jordan Love is amongst one of the best at going against the blitz this year. So Jordan's going to have to be on the top of his game to find out where they're coming from and getting rid of that football quickly.
Now, I didn't do the math, but I've read where the Vikings blitz more than anybody. Okay, that having been said, John, this is a personal philosophy on blitz pickup, and you tell me whether you agree or disagree, is that when you have an assignment, number one, know your assignment. And when you have that assignment, plan on that guy coming. And then you won't be caught flat-footed. You can always deal with the rest of the stuff. I say, prepare for the worst, react to the rest. What do you think? Plan on the guy coming?
Absolutely, Rock. Absolutely. The tough part about that is you don't know who exactly your man is every single time with this defense, especially on third down. They'll have seven, eight guys up around the line of scrimmage milling around. So Jordan Love will slide the line somewhere, or Sean Ryan will slide the line somewhere, and they could change it after they make their declaration. So you can plan for your guy to come, but you always got to be ready for what happens post-snap.
To embellish statistically what you guys are talking about, last week against Chicago, 46% blitz rate. By the Vikings, and that's kind of typical of what they do.
They're bringing it. I couldn't believe against the Bears how much they blitz their corners.
Yeah.
Normally, that's a rep or two a game, just kind of a crazy change up from the edge. They were blitzing them all the time.
Okay, but Rock, even back to your day, when you're going up against
what do you mean, even back to my day?
When you're going up against the Purple People Eaters,
yeah.
All right? How do you slow down a pass rush? You run the football right at him, right?
Well, if you're going to give me the answers, why ask the question?
I just wanted to ask.
You guys going to go back in the hallway again and do your little bull rush?
Yeah.
I'm going to have Rock demonstrate how he's going to handle the bull rush today.
And I know who I have on the blitz. It's this guy over here, John.
I'm going to take the lineman on that battle.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. All right, Vikings have struggled against the run. 127 yards game, 22nd of the league. Last two games, they've given up 292 yards rushing. Bears got them for 140 last week. Is that the best way to deal with a pass rush like this? Make them work against the run?
Yeah, but we've been here talking about the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy, shouldn't we kind of delve into that a little bit? He's their problem.
Yep.
He's up and down.
Yep.
He's a five-game starter. It's basically a rookie playing the game's most difficult position. And the only reasons the Vikings, I think actually talent-wise, they might be a little better than they were last year, talent-wise. But the thing slowing them up, the takeaway winds aren't blowing in their direction like it gale force like they were last year. And J.J. McCarthy. He is struggling. He's inconsistent as a rookie. And doesn't mean he's not going to be a great player someday. He's not that player now.
No doubt about it. And you know, when you talk about the trade wins or the
takeaway
turnover
wins.
Takeaway wins, they were plus 12 a year ago, third in the league. They're minus 9 today, John Kuhn, 31st in the league in giveaways.
And that is because, like Rock said, the Minnesota Vikings defense is much like ours. They're not getting the takeaways, but their offense is not like ours, and it has been the quarterback position putting that ball up for grabs. And we saw last week 5 opportunities for the Green Bay Packers to come away with interceptions. We got 1. We need to do a better job at that here today.
No, McCarthy's thrown 8 interceptions, 6 touchdowns.
That's the biggest difference between them this year and last year. Wouldn't you agree, guys?
Yeah, we're
absolutely
talking about. Oh, that's another thing we need to talk about. John, I'll throw this at you. Sam Darnold, then letting him go. What do you think?
It's head-scratching. It's absolutely head-scratching when we look at a team in the Green Bay Packers that everybody applauds nationally for being able to draft and develop their quarterbacks over a period of time. Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years. Jordan Love sat for 3 years. J.J. McCarthy was given the keys to the car without really having to sit very long. So that's a head-scratcher for me, and I, for one, am not upset that they did it.
Aaron
agreed.
Rodgers.
Agreed, John.
Aaron Rodgers wanted to go there. He absolutely wanted to go to Minnesota over Pittsburgh or anywhere else. And they said, no, we're
good.
But
they had a guy, Wayne, that won 14 games last year.
I know. And he had 2 bad games in the end.
So what?
I know.
You got to get to the end to play bad in the end.
I hear you. And, boy, isn't he playing pretty well in Seattle?
That's what I've heard. That's rumor.
I don't know. You know, it's just going to be an interesting battle. John, in your day, I mean, Rock was talking about it earlier, the Vikings-Packers was a great rivalry. It was a great rivalry in your day, was it not?
Yeah. Even going back to the years that Brett Favre played there, they were really formidable then. And then going with Adrian Peterson after that. I mean, this team always was a thorn in our side, whether they were having a good year or not a good year. And I can remember coming out here one time after we about had the division locked up in 2015, and they came here and they beat us and they took the division from us, and that one still sits in my craw a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, John.
Gotta let it go, John. Let it go.
It's hard, Rock.
Yeah, no. John, you don't have to let it go. It's the Vikings.
All right, I'll keep hating them.
Hold it close.
I'll keep hating them.
Hold it close, man. Hate is good for a rivalry. Boy, that was an unchristian thing to say on a Sunday, wasn't it? But that's the Vikings-Packers and the rivalry between these two teams. All right, we're going to send it back to Dennis Krause. It's a gorgeous day to play football. Yeah, it's a little gray here this morning. It's supposed to be sunny this afternoon.
They're all
the
gorgeous
50s.
When you don't have to do the playing. We're always in a climately controlled indoors.
Well, not us. That's the second row. Those guys upstairs have the climate control. We got the windows open. Do you remember the Giants NFC Championship game here? I mean, come on.
Hey, John, will you come back up here so I can subdue Rick Wayne?
Day down on the field, guys. It's beautiful down here. I'm happy with this weather here today. I'm perfectly fine with it. But I want to know, how are you guys doing up there?
It's a struggle, John. You know, some days are a struggle.
Let's hit the hallway. All right.
All right, guys. Let's send it back to Dennis Krause.
Gentlemen, thanks very much. National reports that Josh Jacobs will be inactive today, so that'll be a lot of Emmanuel Wilson. When we come back, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen. Several Packers players and staff are taking part in My Cause, My Cleats during today's game. The NFL initiative encourages players across the league to wear customized cleats to raise awareness for causes and nonprofit organizations. This is the latest first meeting against Minnesota since 2012. The two teams have split the last six games played here at Lambeau. The Vikings have won the last two here, and they swept the Packers last season, obviously. In the last 12 meetings, dating back to Matt LaFleur's arrival in 2019, Packers and Vikings are 6-6. Last season, each game decided by 2 points. Packers played one NFC North contest in the first 10 games. That was way back in the season opener against the Lions. And since realignment in 2002, this is just the second time the Packers will play five of their last seven games against NFC North Division foes. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite, Great Taste, Less Filling, Tastes Like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly on the Packers Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Just like offenses and defenses join forces to win games, Rural Mutual Insurance and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation break the huddle every day for Wisconsin farmers. Rural Mutual is there when the unexpected happens. Farm Bureau is there to give farmers a voice. Join a winning team by going to ruralmutual.com to meet your local agent today.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. When the Packers score, Sargento donates to Defeat Hunger. Sargento donates $2,000 for every Packers touchdown. Through the Touchdowns for Hunger program, Sargento has donated nearly $2 million for hunger relief in Wisconsin, chaired by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than two decades, every Packers touchdown helps Defeat Hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
Owning a business is about balancing what you need with what you want. You don't need a business loan. You want to feed the neighborhood. You don't need a business partner. You want someone who sees what you can't. You don't need a line of credit. You want a workspace that actually works. At Fox Communities Credit Union, we understand that balance. You know what you want. We have what you need. At Fox Communities Credit Union.
Think you know all the Lambeau Field Atrium has to offer? Think again. Shop, eat, meet, greet, see, look, leap, love, learn, laugh, share, experience. From Lambeau Field Tours to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, from the Packers Pro Shop to 1919 Kitchen and Tap, even holding company meetings to hosting special events. Take it all in. Go all out. Experience the energy and vibe only the Lambeau Field Atrium can offer. Visit Packers.com to learn more.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. We're at Lambeau Field, Packers preview, Packers and Vikings. Hey, Packers fans, Score big for game day at Pick and Save, where you'll find lower prices on over 1,000 items, so you can save even more. Pick and Save fresh for everyone. Our location is the Miller Lite End Zone Bar, the North End Zone. Always a great place to be. Let's bring in former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen. And James, did the Packers right the ship with that win over the Giants?
Come on, Dennis.
I'm going to start you off easy.
we did what we were supposed to. I wouldn't even say we did what we were supposed to do because it was too close for my liking. I felt like we should have really, you know, went out there and had a signature win and a dominant performance. We didn't get that done. So today is one of those days going up against a really good defense in the Vikings. We got to go out here and put some good stuff on tape. But no, the Giants are not our standard. We are a team that's chasing a championship, and the Giants are not the standard.
Drew, there are already national reports that Josh Jacobs is out. We don't have the official inactive list out, but you also have another star that's out.
That's right. Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network is in the building today, and he's connected to both the Packers and the Vikings in his past, and he's reporting that Josh Jacobs is out and that there was no workout pregame. They just had a conversation when he arrived, and the Packers are hoping that he'll be available for Thursday. Obviously, they have that in their mind. Pelissero also reported that Matthew Golden will be out today for the Packers, so they're down another playmaker. And on the other side, the Vikings will be without Pro Bowl outside linebacker Jonathan Greenard, who is going to miss his second straight game with a shoulder injury. And he's one of those guys, Dennis, that when we talk about Brian Flores blitzing from everywhere, he's one of those guys that does that really well.
So. Yeah, and you wonder, Drew, if the Packers tip their hand about Josh Jacobs and Quay Walker, who's listed as doubtful, when the elevated running back Pierre Strong Jr. and linebacker Jamon Johnson from the practice squad to the active roster on Saturday. James, no one wants to drop passes. You live that life as a wide receiver in the NFL. How do you work yourself out of that?
Oh, man, Dennis. Ooh, that's tough, man. When a receiver is dealing with drop passes, number one, if you drop one, you're like, cool, I'll make the next play. You drop two, you're like, ah, I'm all good, I'll make the next. You drop three, then it starts getting into your head and you start having these thoughts like, dang, man, can I catch? Do I know how to catch? And the main thing is just, hey, man, going out there and practice, catching as many balls as you can. And then when you get into the game, you have to find a way to get your confidence back. So, like, Coach Mike always used to say, when we used to drop him, he used to try to come to us early to get us in the rhythm of the game so we could kind of get some of that confidence back. Because catching the ball, man, is all confidence.
Well, James, didn't you guys have a system where if you dropped a pass, you had to buy Best Buy gift cards for the other receivers in the room? I remember hearing a rumor about that.
Man. And
what do DBs do, James? Do they have a similar penalty system when DBs drop interceptions?
Well, it's different, you know what I'm saying? Because DBs celebrate and they do the strapped up signal and all that because it's called a PBU. So they bless when they drop interceptions. They get kudos for pass breakups. We don't get kudos for pass breakups. We get fines for drops. You got to buy stuff for the receivers and all that type of stuff. So I guess it's a little blessing to put the DBs because you still get it on your stat line.
Wide receiver Jaden Reed practiced Friday. The 21-day window to activate him is now open. He won't play today. He's been out since week two against Washington with a broken collarbone and a foot injury. Thanksgiving Day at Detroit is certainly a possibility. With a recap of the last Packers game, here's Bill Schmidt.
Green Bay desperately needed a victory as they traveled to the Meadowlands riding a two-game losing streak. The Giants went through a week of change on their own, moving on from head coach Brian Daboll and elevating Jameis Winston to starting quarterback to replace the injured Jackson Dart. New York took the ball and cruised down the field on the opening drive with Winston completions of 30 and 20 yards before Devin Singletary capped off the drive with a touchdown. Romeo Doubs dropped to a would-be third-down conversion deep in New York territory, ending Green Bay's opening drive. The Packers got on the board the next time they took the ball, albeit with Malik Willis finishing the drive at QB after Jordan Love exited briefly with a shoulder injury. Willis gave the Packers a spark on a third down scramble, then faced a third and goal to start the second quarter.
In a fake handoff, Willis bootlegs right, looks end zone, throws it back.
He got him. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Wow. I mean, he threaded the needle to Christian Watson in
heavy traffic.
The Giants went three and out before Jordan Love returned, this time with Emmanuel Wilson at running back, as Josh Jacobs was lost for the day with a knee injury. Love got Green Bay into Giants territory with a 24-yard pass to rookie Matthew Golden, then a 22-yard gain by Romeo Doubs set up Wilson for the lead.
Single back offense, Love under center. Here's the handoff. Emmanuel Wilson finds a crease up there the middle to the end zone. Touchdown, and the Packers vault into the lead.
New York tied the score when Devin Singletary scored for a second time on the day, making it 13-all at halftime. The Packers went 66 yards on six plays to start the second half, and Jordan Love welcomed the newest Packers tight end to the team with a TD.
Wilson alone set back, and Love takes back to throw.
Got him, got
swings
him.
Right side. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers! One of the newest Packers, Josh Wiley, with the reception to the right corner of the end zone. And the Packers take a 19-13 lead.
Lucas Haversick missed the PAT, his second on the day, making it 19-13 Green Bay. And it stayed that way into the fourth quarter when Micah Parsons and Isaiah McDuffie sacked Winston on a fourth down at the Green Bay 10. The Giants wouldn't be denied on their next drive, however, converting two third downs and a fourth down to extend the drive before Wilson plunged in from a yard away to make it 20-19 Giants with 7 minutes to play. Love and the offense went to work, with Savion Williams hauling in a huge 33-yard catch on a 3rd and 10 before Jordan became the second QB on the day to find 9 for 6.
A shotgun snap to Love. He bobbles for a moment, now lost it. Right side of the end zone. Watson, leaping grab. Oh, sensational touchdown catch, Christian Watson. My, oh, my, oh, my.
Finally playing with a lead, the Green Bay defense waited until the final minute before they slammed the door on the New York Giants.
In the shotgun, Winston looks it over. Here's the snap. Winston sets, throws, left side of the end zone.
Intercepted!
Yes! Intercepted by the kid! Oh, Evan Williams delivers in the left corner of the end zone, and the Packers deliver the dagger.
Evan Williams' second interception of 2025 sealed the 27-20 victory and moved Green Bay to 6-3-1 in 2025. Dennis, back to you.
Bill, thanks very much. The speculation is over. Drew has the Packers inactives.
That's right. It's official. Tom Pelissero's logic was not flawed. The Packers will be without Matthew Golden and Josh Jacobs. They also will be without Quay Walker today. He is inactive. We knew Nate Hobbs was out. Lucas Haversick inactive because Brandon McManus is back kicking. Jamon Johnson, elevated from the practice squad, inactive, along with Donovan Jennings. That means Lucas Van Ness is playing for the first time since week 6 against Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's missed the last 5 games with a foot injury. Thanks, Drew. Packers home game against the Bears here December 7th has been flexed to 325, so make a note of that. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier. This holiday season, give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. Still looking for that perfect present? A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones reclaim their freedom with confidence and ease. Or wrap up pure comfort with a Power Lift Recliner, complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort. Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, treats you like family. Stop in today and take a test drive across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Big deals.
The holidays are fast approaching, but don't stress. WRJN Big Deals is here to help you get a head start on your shopping. Why wait for the last minute madness when you can snag gift certificates from your favorite local restaurants and shops all at big discounts? They're perfect stocking stuffers for friends, family, teachers, or hey, treat yourself. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and start checking names off that list with WRJN Big Deals.
It all connects. The girl who walks for hours to bring home the family's water. The school she can't attend most days. The breakfast she didn't have. The rain that hasn't fallen in months. The danger around the next bend. Her little brother's belly laugh. Her mother's hug. Her dreams of being a teacher, an engineer, the mayor. All the reasons life is both so hard and so beautiful. It all connects. But so do we, for children's sakes. At Child Fund, we connect through everything we do, together, so every child can grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Because we need each other. Learn more at childfund.org.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Vikings. Today's I Am the Opponent, presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Packers. And James, when you look at the Vikings, yes, they're 4-6 and in last place, but they've already won road division games this season over Detroit and Chicago. Last season, we know they swept the Packers. Vikings blitzed a lot here at Lambeau, but not at all in the second game at Minnesota. Minnesota defensive coordinator Brian Flores is really a challenge, isn't he?
James must be muted again, Dennis. I have a feeling James muted himself.
I am muted, my bad.
That happens.
I'm muted myself, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully the Packers' communication is not like mine, because Brian Flores is going to bring a bunch of different pressures. That's what they do, and we have to be able to communicate up front and to be able to pick up each pressure. He makes it complicated. This is a really good defense. This is going to be a tough challenge for our offense, especially with Josh Jacobs and Matthew Gold being out. So Jordan Love is going to have to be on his piece of views. Jordan Love is going to have to get this ball out of his hands fast today.
Drew, when you look at the Vikings offense, and the guys at the top of the hour talked about J.J. McCarthy and his growing pains, I guess that's the only way to put it. Aaron Jones is now in a timeshare deal, really, at running back.
He is, and they'll be running today behind the offensive line that's intact for the first time in a while,
if not
the season. So
They
got Ryan Kelly back. Darisaw's healthy. They're going to be up. They're going to be excited about having that. But you look at the Vikings offense, Dennis, and even with J.J. McCarthy and his struggles, they still have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, guys who can do some damage, man. Those guys are scary.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save, and a reminder that for every Packers sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate toothbrushes and toothpaste to a Wisconsin school helping kids achieve healthy smiles and sack plaque. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Ocean Spray and Kenosha is building the next wave of talent, and they need maintenance technicians now. Join their high-speed bottling and canning plant and keep production running strong. Work a 2-2-3 12-hour shift schedule, earn up to $39.14 an hour plus shift differential, and enjoy full benefits, 401k, paid breaks, and a $5,000 sign-on bonus.
Apply today at OceanSprayJobs.com and be a part of an incredible team.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Right now, during the Black Friday sales event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee L's with 0% financing and no monthly payments for 90 days. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,667 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 12/1/2025.
Hey garlic lovers, this one's for you. Papa John's unleashes the garlic five cheese crust to the hungry masses. It starts with their hand-stretched dough made with just six simple ingredients, brushed with creamy garlic parmesan sauce, then loaded with five bold, melty cheeses. Yeah, it's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza heaven. So if you're a crust craver, a cheese chaser, or a certified garlic fanatic, this is your moment. Get the new garlic five cheese crust pizza from Papa John's today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Vikings Software One is your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. A timely guest because Packers running back Emmanuel Wilson will get the start, courtesy of Spectrum News. We know that Josh Jacobs is out and inactive. Wilson scored a touchdown last Sunday against the Giants and certainly will be more prominent today. Wilson talked about that touchdown with a great blitz pickup.
Yeah, I was more excited about the touchdown just because I did a little celebration. But other than that, my coaches gave me credit for the blitz pickup. It felt wonderful. I ain't been in the end zone since last year, so it felt good to actually get my first one of the season.
And Emmanuel Wilson talked about his confidence growing since he was a rookie.
Tremendously. Honestly, I just believe in myself more. So I got more confidence now. And then, like, my rookie year to now, it's a huge difference. I mean, y'all guys can go watch film and see how I play differently now. I just feel good.
And Wilson also talked about the preparation being the same whether Josh Jacobs plays or not.
Yeah, just go out there and just continue to do what I do each and every day. Just continue to get the best reps I can and just put my best foot forward. Just do my job, just like how I prepare throughout the week, and just continue to do what I got to do to, you know, help come out with the win.
That's Emmanuel Wilson, the Packers running back. Josh Jacobs, again, inactive today. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli. Serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Make your table sparkle this season with something special from Main Street Bakery. Their fresh-baked holiday pies are a festive delicacy, from classic apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, creamy sweet potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Each pie is made from scratch, filled with love, warmth, and an irresistible homemade flavor. Whether you're hosting the feast or bringing dessert, a Main Street Bakery holiday pie makes every gathering unforgettable. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
We are mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save, Lambeau Field, Packers Preview, Packers and Vikings. By the way, Aaron Rodgers inactive for the Steelers at Chicago today, so Mason Rudolph will start in that game. And James, when we look at the Vikings defense, a lot of familiar faces, obviously, on the Vikings team, among them Andrew Van Ginkel, the linebacker who played at Wisconsin. Joe Huber, by the way, the offensive lineman from Wisconsin, is inactive today. We already mentioned Aaron Jones. Ben Sims, the former Packers tight end, is on the Vikings. So is Eric Wilson, former Packer. Assistant head coach Mike Pettin was the Packers' defensive coordinator from 2018 to 20. But I wanted to ask you, James, specifically about that Vikings defense, because when I look at that team, 4-6, I'm not sure represents how talented they are.
No, and they're 4-6 because of the cornerback play. They're not 4-6 because of the defense. The defense has been playing at an elite level, giving a lot of quarterbacks a very, very hard time. And like I spoke of earlier, it's the pressure that you have to deal with that Brian Flores brings after you. And you got to be able to communicate, and you got to be able to get the ball out of your hands extremely fast. So this is going to be our toughest challenge of the year for sure. Do not just say it's the Minnesota Vikings and looking at the record. Defensively versus our offense, this is going to be our toughest challenge of the year so far.
Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senix. To win weekly cash prizes all season long, play for free at packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Nothing hits the spot on a cool game day like Papa John's. Get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each, or when you order two or more from the Papa Pairings menu. Mix and match your fall cravings. Medium, one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, even desserts. The more you order, the more you save. It's perfect for when your friends decide to drop by for the game. So huddle up and score big flavor this season. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pollution from trucks is a public health crisis. Diesel-burning trucks belch dangerous levels of pollution, and communities living near ports and along freight corridors breathe especially high levels of this dirty air. But this crisis has a solution. My name is Sasan Sadat, and I work for Earth Justice. I'm working to clean up our air quality, particularly for communities that bear the burden of diesel pollution. For the sake of our lungs, our health, and our climate, the future of trucking in this country has got to be zero emissions. Until then, I will never rest.
Earth Justice is a national legal nonprofit defending the environment and people's health. Earth Justice is fighting to save lives, protect our climate, and strengthen our economy through the shift to zero emissions. If clean air matters to you, visit us at earthjustice.org. Earth Justice, because the earth needs a good lawyer.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Packers preview from Lambeau Field, Packers and Vikings, along with James Jones, the former Packers receiver, and Drew Olson. I'm Dennis Krause. After Further Review is brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. If you feel like you're throwing a Hail Mary pass when selecting a health insurance plan, well, don't. Call Network Health today. We bring in Wes Hotkowitz from Packers.com. And, Drew, I'll start with you. Did last Sunday, with Haversick inactive today, by the way, after missing a couple of extra points against the Giants on a windy day, did last Sunday change your thinking about the Packers' kicking situation?
Well, yes, because everybody thought Lucas Haversick couldn't miss a kick, and now we know that he can. So, yes, it did in that respect. And there's a reason. We lived through Mason Crosby's little roller coaster ride. You play a professional sport for a long time, you're going to have your down periods. I think that's what Brandon McManus suffered, but I think long term he's the answer.
I almost want Armin to play my audio from last week, Dennis, when I was talking about this. Now, again, I will repeat once again, Lucas Haversick, love this dude. He's been a great vibe in the locker room. I think he does have a future in the NFL. It is difficult to kick in the NFL. And if you guys would have seen the conditions in the Giants game and just the wind swirling, all that type of stuff. Matt LaFleur said it. Rich Bisaccia said it. He's still got to find a way. But it was not easy. The Brandon McManus thing, this is a guy that has 12 years banked up. He has gone through these trials and
some game winners last year.
And had some game winners last year. If he's healthy, if the quad is right, that is the Green Bay Packers kicker. They extended him for that reason. I'm very intrigued to see how they handle the second half here, especially if Brandon is good to go. But Packers are trying to win a Super Bowl this season. And I think, again, that kind of reminds you what it's going to take and the type of stability you need at that position in order to achieve that.
James?
Well, first off, Wes, I'm not going to be rude, and I'm going to say what up.
What up? James Jones.
You know what I mean? Happy Sunday.
Same to you, friend.
Number two, the young fella, I mean, he messed his opportunity up. I think he had a golden opportunity with a struggling kicker that was injured, and you got an opportunity. And, you know, windy or not, you know, one thing Coach Mike said, you know, windy or not, you still get paid to do your job, you know. So it's windy for the wide receivers, too. It's tough to catch balls in the wind, but you still got to do your job. And I just felt like he gave up an opportunity to really – not show the Packers, but show, you know, everybody in the league that, you know, he can be a kicker. So who knows when that opportunity is going to present itself again, you know, but I felt like the young fella gave up an opportunity. And now, to be honest with you, I'm with Mike. I think it's Mr. McManus's job now.
If you're just joining us, Josh Jacobs, Matthew Golden, Quay Walker all out and inactive for this Packers-Vikings game. Next question, Drew. Will Malik Willis be with the Packers next season, or will he leave in free agency to start somewhere else in the NFL?
That's a kajillion-dollar question. The Packers obviously would love to have him back, but I think he probably fancies himself a starter, and starting quarterbacks make big money. And you get to free agency, and I think he will pursue that path, as much as everybody around here would love to have him.
And it's kind of a two-part question, Wes, because there has been some talk that the Packers should build in a package for him so he can come in as a sub and use those running abilities he has.
And they did it last year at the end of the season. They had that two quarterback package with both him and Jordan Love, and Love actually ended up going out at receiver. And it was almost like you had Malik as like this wildcat-type quarterback. I think it's a great idea. We'll see if we see it again this year. What I like and I love about the Malik Willis story is this was someone that the Tennessee Titans just left at the wayside. They said, we're done with you. We're going to stick with Mason Rudolph as our backup. We're going to basically almost cut you and see what we can get for you. The Green Bay Packers swoop in. And this guy's provided wins. He's provided stability. And he is cool, calm, and collected. What he did last week going in short notice, and they were 2nd and 16 in that moment.
Yeah, not easy to do.
He found a way to convert it. He found a way to find points for Green Bay, and they got some momentum back off of that. There's this new era that's beckoning in the NFL. You're seeing it in Chicago. You saw it in Houston. Teams that are actually extending their backup quarterbacks, paying their backup quarterbacks. I don't know if Green Bay can afford to do that, especially with Malik, obviously, as Drew said, wanting to probably find an opportunity to start in the NFL. But, man, if there's ever been a guy that you don't want to see leave this building, I think it's number two.
James.
You know, fellas, I never once in my life heard somebody say, man, I'm excited to be a backup. I ain't never once heard that. If I'm Malik, I got to go see if I can start somewhere. You know, I've shown the world that under Coach LaFleur, I've kind of revived my career and I turned into a really good quarterback and I could play in the National Football League. It's a lot of bad quarterback play in the National Football League. And if I have an opportunity in free agency to go compete for a starting job somewhere, I'm going to go take my chance to compete for a starting job because I know that that's not here. I'm not going to have the opportunity to compete for a starting job here. I'm strictly a backup. I want to go be a starter somewhere and compete to be a starter. If I'm Malik, I got to go for my career.
We have about 3.5 minutes till the top of the hour, so if I interrupt you, I'm not trying to be rude. We got to hit a certain time. So, Drew, whether he's labeled it or not, is Christian Watson the Packers' number one receiver?
At this juncture, it's trending that way, yes. I still think third down, I still Romeo Doubs enters the conversation. But given his skill set and what he can do and his versatility, I think Christian Watson is the guy right now.
You know what I love watching with him? You saw it with Devontae. You saw it with Jordy. You saw it with the likes of James and Greg Jennings and Randall. When these receivers get 3-4 years into a system, the amount of confidence that he is playing with right now, right? It is not easy to catch a football. It's not easy to come up with those big snags, but he's doing that right now. Last week, every single one of those touchdowns, every single one of those third down conversions directly tied to points being on the board, the Packers offense being able to work through some difficult situations. That is what a quote-unquote number one receiver does. I hate that label, but when you're talking about guys that you need to turn to, when you need to get momentum, when you need to get some energy within your offense, who's going to step up for you? With Christian being able to not have an off-season program, not having a training camp, and hitting the ground running the way he has, the ultimate respect to him. And I'm telling you, man, without Tucker Kraft, with these injuries they've had at the receiver position today without Josh Jacobs, you need to turn to your veterans. And he's a very young veteran, but he's wearing that hat now for this offense.
I would also say this, James, and you can address it more knowledgeably than I can, but I was impressed with Romeo Doubs last week in the sense that, you know, he's not used to dropping footballs, but he did, he corrected himself within the game and made some big catches.
Absolutely, man, and that's part of being a pro, and that's part of, you know, number one, your quarterback coming back to you and letting you know that, hey, man, I believe in you, man. I know you know how to catch. A couple drops ain't going to talk me out of throwing you the football. So I thought that was big time, man, just giving him the opportunity to be able to respond. But this is a tough question, Dennis, because I want to see this whole wide receiver crew healthy, and I want to see how it looks healthy, and I want to see who the Packers –
you know, kind of feature in the offense when everybody's healthy, when it is a healthy Jaden Reed out there, when it is a healthy Christian Watson, when it is a healthy Romeo Doubs. I want to see kind of where this offense and who this offense goes through in the pass game. So that's tough for me to answer right now.
All right, we'll have more questions for these guys coming after the top of the hour. If you're just tuning in, Josh Jacobs, Matthew Golden, Quay Walker, all inactive for this Packers-Vikings game at Lambeau Field. Lucas Van Ness does return after missing five games with a foot injury.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.